This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Today, I have Lisa Bindero on the show with us. She's the founder and CEO of Nice Pipes. She's been featured on Shark Tank and so many other features that she's had. Lisa, welcome to the program today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to talk about Shark Tank for just a minute. But you were on Shark Tank and you got an offer. First of all, that you got a call back and that you went through a whole process. And we've interviewed many people that have talked to us in detail about the process and how hard it is to get on and how much time you spend preparing and practicing. So we don't have to go into all that because I know that you did the same thing. But then you got an offer from Barbara, and that's amazing. And then you said no. And that story is so cool to me. And even the reason, take me through, I mean, share anything you want about your experience, but I really want to hear as the decision you made at that time. And it kind of goes along with your whole philosophy on how you're living your life and you're building your company around what works for you.
Yeah, so I never had watched the show. So a lot of friends and family had said to me, and customers and people, teachers, like, oh, you should go on Shark Tank. And in a day, like an afternoon, I was procrastinating and went online and submitted an application. And then, like, I didn't want to answer emails, and I was like, oh, I'm going to do the Shark Tank application instead. So each step of the way, and as you said, it's a long process. I was like, this is never going to happen. This is never going to happen. Even like the day we shot it, I was like, this is never going to air, But in my mind, at that point in my business, I was like, wow, wouldn't it be so cool to have a mentor like Lori or Barbara? I mean, that's really who I wanted to work with. To say like, what do I do next? I have this business. I don't have a business background. I have an operations background, but I don't know how to scale it. And I don't even know how to begin to do that. So how cool would it be to work with them? And I thought maybe it would take the pressure off me a little just to not be the one in charge all the time. That's kind of what I thought was gonna be like this amazing saving grace, was to have one of them come in and help me figure out what to do next so that I didn't feel so like, what am I doing?
Sure.
And I was totally getting caught up in this like growth, and we need to keep getting bigger, we need to sell more, we need to keep growing. And then when I went and did it, and I did my pitch, and the thing that I was most fearful of is that like I wouldn't be able to perform that day. Like I had such self-doubt, and I was so scared that I was gonna crumble under the pressure, Like I just really was like petrified. And like I said, I'm not an extroverted person. Teaching yoga, every class I ever taught, I was always nervous. So like, I really was pretty freaked out. And then when I went out there and I like did my pitch, stuck my pitch, I stood up for myself. And in the process of like defending myself and defending my business, I started to like believe what I was saying. And I really believed in myself. I almost like convinced myself better than I convinced them. And what I realized was what I really needed was to believe in myself and to trust that I knew what was best for my business, and that by giving Barbara 40%, I was just gonna go kind of take a back seat and end up working for her. And what was the point of that when I just proved to myself that like I've turned myself into a leader, I've turned myself into a business owner. It was an amazing experience. I walked out of there. I said to my producer, like, who is the producers are some of the nicest people ever, and they're totally rooting for you. I said to her, like, I will wake up and I will look at myself differently forever. Wow. Because I was able to get through that, and like that's what I got from it. The money and the giving away the equity, like all of that became so unimportant to me so quickly.